Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Remember, these people are playing a very twisted game. So they can't really act like they got, you know, they won here. So they got to pretend like... I mean, I heard somebody today, some political analyst was saying how this was such a disaster for the Democrats because they got all their base all riled up and excited, and now they're getting nothing, and this was a whole waste of time. And they have to say that, because otherwise it looks very obvious that they were playing a gigantic mental blank with the people of Virginia and New Jersey. SNAP benefits and everything else, and all the other things, all the things. So, yeah, they got to act like, oh, this was such a mistake. We lost. How stupid this was. I can't believe Chuck Schumer and the leadership. And don't get me wrong, for some of these people, they actually believe this stuff. But for the most part, they have to say, yeah, you know what? This was just a complete and utter failure. Chuck Schumer is a terrible messenger. And Chuck Schumer is also a guy who can't, he can't do a message. Chuck Schumer can't deliver. But looking at the just New Jersey alone and looking at voter registration, like my buddy Mike Donahue, the chairman of the Cape May Republican Party, who obviously worked really hard in the last election, you know, the piece that he wrote at SaveJersey.com about this, it's really good. And he points out about the SNAP benefit issue and how much it played in New Jersey, and how many people were recipients of this. In New Jersey, more than 31% of working families receive SNAP benefits, and more than 64% of those families have children. Few things can motivate someone to vote, like the prospect of not having the ability to feed your kids if you don't vote. And although the thinking is completely backwards, the blame fell squarely on Republicans. He said, we got okie-dokied. The Democrats kept the government shut down long enough to get the SNAP cut off so they could drive as many of those 827,000 New Jersey food stamp recipients to the polls as possible. 827,000 of them. It would be interesting to know how many voted, but there is no way that people staring down a lack of food were not motivated to vote. And these are not nebulous fringe members of New Jersey society. In New Jersey, more than 31% of working families receive SNAP benefits, as I mentioned, and nearly 64% of those families have children. So just take that fact alone. Just take that data point alone right there. And everything I'm telling you about what the Democrats did here was a cynical, sick, and twisted effort to get Democrats out to the polls when they thought they were going to lose. They thought they were going to lose, and they knew that Democrats needed a reason, needed a push to get out and vote. So there you go. That's what happened. It's not that complicated. But again, if you're a Democrat, you can't gloat. You can't seem happy. You got to really, really pretend. Really, really pretend. Like you got your butts handed to you here. It's amazing. Like David Axelrod, for example. David Axelrod says Chuck Schumer is likely cooked as Democrat leader. He's in big trouble now. Is he? Or behind closed doors are they actually saying the blowback from the left, the far left who got excited about all this, and these people are not SNAP benefit recipients. Like, let's understand the group we're talking about here. So the group that we're talking about are the college educated white liberal Democrats with money who, yeah, they wanted this government shut down to stick it to Trump, and they wanted this government shut down so that they could get all kinds of reforms of Obamacare, and they could get free health care, and they, oh yes, yeah. But the people who voted Democrat who are looking and facing the prospect of not getting SNAP benefits, they're not those people. They just want the government reopened and they want to get their SNAP benefits. So maybe privately what they're saying to Chuck Schumer is, listen, we're all going to go out and beat the crap out of you, but just ride out the storm from the college-educated Karens in the Subaru, because that's all going to go away soon. They're loud. Their voices are loud. But the people that are going to get the SNAP benefits, they're going to be happy that you got this government reopened. So you're going to be just fine. Just ride out the storm. That's very likely a possibility. You realize that, right? Very likely a possibility. You're talking about a state with that many people, New Jersey, just New Jersey. And I'm not even bringing up the people in Virginia who are angry about not getting a paycheck who work for the government. I'm talking about New Jersey and food stamp recipients. You motivate all those people to vote because they're angry at Trump and they want the government reopened because the messaging was better that it was his fault and not the Democrats' fault. At least in New Jersey, the messaging was better. At least in North Jersey, the messaging was better. At least where these people were, the messaging was better. And Chuck Schumer was able to keep the government shut down long enough to achieve that win. He's actually kind of a hero to them. But not to the Karens and the Subarus, who have money and don't need SNAP benefits. So this is the dichotomy here, right? This is the parallel universe. So while they all have to go out and beat up Chuck Schumer, and they all got to, and Hakeem Jeffries has to go out there and say absolutely no, and Democrats in the House are all going to vote no on this, deep down inside, they got to feel pretty good about the fact that they won on Election Day. And scaring those SNAP people into thinking their kids were going to starve as we're heading into winter. And that's what they were doing over and over again. Trump's starving your children. He's starving your children. Oh, so pathetic. Here's Axelrod, cut number 9.
Yeah, David Axelrod, do you think Schumer could be in trouble here with the left flank of the party?
I think he's been in trouble. I think he is in bigger trouble now. I think Senator Schumer's been there since 1982. My guess is that he won't be leader of the party in 2027 after this election, unless something really surprising happens.
Maybe. Maybe he's done, but maybe he was always going to be done. So maybe he could be the sacrificial lamb on this. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, maybe his internal polling shows that he can't win in a primary against AOC. Who knows? But you have two different groups here within this civil war that is the Democrat Party. You've got the working families with kids who receive SNAP benefits, who were told that this is Trump's fault. and then came out and voted Democrat. We'll assume. We don't know. We don't have data on that. It's very hard to get that kind of drill down data. That takes a lot. But then you have the Karen with the master's degree who got her student loan paid back by Joe Biden, who's just furious right now because she doesn't care about SNAP benefits and she's not a government employee and she just wanted this to be a shutdown to try to get something and blah blah blah. Two different groups. When asked if Chuck Schumer should stay as minority leader, this is what AOC had to say regarding that. Cut 10.
Congresswoman, should Chuck Schumer stay as minority leader?
I think what is so important for folks to understand is that this problem is bigger than one person, and it actually is bigger than the minority leader in the Senate. You had 8 Senate Democrats who coordinated this, their own votes on this, as well as you have 2 retiring members. Many of them are also up in several cycles from now, with the hope that people are going to forget this moment. And I think what's important is that we understand that a leader is a reflection of the party. And Senate Democrats have selected their leadership to represent them. And so the question needs to be bigger than just one person. We have several Senate primaries this cycle. I know I'm being asked about New York. That is years from now. I have to remind my own constituents because they think that this election is this year. We actually do have Senate elections this year. And my hope is that people across this country actually participate in their primary elections in selecting their leadership.
That's the hope. But that's not really what's going to happen here, is it now, AOC? Is it? Jimmy Kimmel, from his Jimmy Kimmel Live show, he was attacking Chuck Schumer. So was Stephen Colbert. So was Jon Stewart. All these guys were. But again, none of these guys need SNAP benefits. None of these guys need a government paycheck. None of them. So this is the different world. This is what I mean. This is the different world. I think what Republicans failed to understand going into this election was just what the impact of that would be. And I mean, hindsight's 20/20, right? You could go back and you could argue that perhaps what should have been done was a guarantee that just like the troops would get paid, SNAP designee benefits would get paid. I mean, you could do that all day. You could play those games all day, but clearly we weren't anticipating this. I mean, I'll just be honest. Like, we being the people that were talking about this and the people that were running Jack's campaign, and I think the White House, which sincerely obviously wanted him to win this campaign, we're just not factoring all that in. Like, just how much that was going to motivate people who otherwise were just not motivated in this election cycle. I mean, Democrats were not motivated to vote for Mikey Sherrill. And I heard that a lot, you know, when the election ended and people were looking at the numbers and people kept saying, how is it that there was no enthusiasm for this woman and she did so well? Well, there's certainly enthusiasm for coming out to vote if you think it's going to be about getting your SNAP benefits. And the message that Mikey Sherrill was saying over and over again was, if you want the government to reopen, vote for me, because that'll send a message that this is what needs to happen. And sure enough, the message was sent, even though now Mikey Sherrill is acting like the reopening the government is the worst thing ever, because again, she has to act that way because she's the recipient of this whole scam that was played. But a guy who doesn't have to worry about going hungry, as bad as his ratings are and as much as he's probably going to be off the air soon, he doesn't have to worry about it. He'll never have to worry about getting food stamps to feed his kids, is Jimmy Kimmel. This is cut number 11. Take a listen.
Imagine the government being shut down for 3 days. Here in the present, we are on day 41 of the Trump government shutdown. Democrats refused to sign on to a bill that would force millions of Americans off their health care and make it much more expensive for those who can't afford health care. So Democrats drew a line in the sand. They said, we are not going over this. And today, after 41 days, they pulled out a shovel and a bucket and they ate all that sand and got nothing for it. Isn't that great? You know what they got? They got a promise from Republicans in the Senate to hold a vote on healthcare sometime in the future. And if there's one thing we know about Trump and his merry band of sycophants, it's that their word is as good as gold. I mean, at his, it is incredible at his age that Chuck Schumer is still able to bend over so far. Chuck Schumer is basically every parent who tells their kid, no more iPad, that's it. Next thing you know, he's playing Roblox at the dinner table. This was such a big cave by the Democrats, Bruce Wayne offered to buy it. Dick Durbin, the Democrat, told Senate Majority Leader John Thune that he was, quote, counting on him to keep his word on this agreement. He said he assured me he would, which is exactly what Lucy said to Charlie Brown with the football. So now the House will vote, and we'll see how that goes. Turns out all Trump had to do was threaten to starve poor people, and he got his way. I'm sure he'll never do it again, though. Speaker Mike Johnson praised the bill, which is kind of all you need to know. He said,
first of all, there's not a single funny joke in that. The cave was so big, Bruce Wayne offered to buy it, and he made a Lucy with the football joke. Really? What year is this? But let's understand something. This isn't Trump threatening to starve poor people. The Democrats were literally doing that. That's what the Democrats were doing. It wasn't about Trump threatening to do so. The Democrats were doing that by keeping the government shut down. Now, maybe if you don't care about people and you don't give a flying blank and you'll use them so that you can get your way politically, but then call it out for what it is, man. Why would the Democrats cave? Give me another reason why they would cave. Give me another reason. I'm waiting. Nobody's been able to give me one. Not a single person has been able to give me a better reason for why it is the Democrats caved on Sunday night, other than this was all a cynical strategic ploy to get people who were on SNAP benefits and government workers and other people, too. People who were worried about the Gateway Tunnel project being canceled, other people to turn out and vote. Give me another reason. And they can't. They can't. That's the problem. Then again, if you're Jimmy Kimmel, though, you're married to this woman. Let's go to Cut 25. Jimmy Kimmel's wife, very angry all the time after being after losing relationships with Trump voting family members, but he's still married to her, so that relationship isn't over, which may explain why Jimmy Kimmel is so, like, jackrabbity fired up. Cut 25.
But it hurts me so much because of the personal relationship I now have, where my husband is out there fighting this man. And to me, them voting for Trump is them not voting for my husband and me and our family. And I unfortunately have kind of lost relationships with people in my family because of it. Mm-hmm. This is not just Republican versus Democrat for me anymore. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, it's family values. And it's really hard for me because I grew up believing in these Christian ideals of taking care of the sick and taking care of the poor. And I don't see that happening with this Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'm kind of in constant conflict and I'm angry all the time, which isn't healthy.
Well, most of the people that watch your husband's show are angry all the time, which is another thing. It's why people can't sleep. It's part of the sleep epidemic in America. They tune in to get a good laugh from your husband or Stephen Colbert, and instead they get lecture night after night of just anger. And you think about where that anger comes from. It comes from the fact that these guys are political activists. Here's Stephen Colbert. Same thing. This is Stephen Colbert claiming that, you know what? This may have been painful for a lot of people, but at least it achieved Jack Blank. Now, remember, for Stephen Colbert, who's got millions and millions of dollars somehow, and he's got a lot of money, not affected by SNAP benefits, not affected by losing a government paycheck, not affected by these things, doesn't have to worry about riding the train into New York on the Gateway Tunnel, doesn't have to worry about these things, so he doesn't care. So for him, it's easy to just say they should dig their heels in and try to get something and keep, because who cares about these people? But that was a very different tune than what he was saying just a couple weeks ago when he was talking about Trump starving people. Hell, a week ago when he was saying that. But that was also because he was motivating people to vote Democrat. So I don't know if this guy's sincere. I really don't. I mean, I know he's sincere ideologically in the sense that he'd be fine keeping the government shut down in order to be able to move all their progressive ideas and everything else. He would be fine with that. He doesn't really care about other people and he has nothing to worry about himself. But at the same time, when he was there screaming about Trump starving kids and now he's going on and suddenly that's not an issue anymore, And instead of being happy with the Democrats who come along to make sure that those kids don't starve, he's angry. So how do you explain that? How do you explain that? If on the one, if like a Monday of last week, you're Trump's starving children, Sunday night, they agree to reopen the government. Now, all those people who are now theoretically not starving children anymore are the worst people in the world. Explain. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Other than you were never really cared. You never really cared about kids going hungry. Just be honest. You never cared about kids really going hungry. Cut number 12.
So yes, the shutdown may have been long and painful for millions of Americans, but at least it achieved jack squat. That is, and we know why Jack is squatting. But these Democratic defectors did get one concession. Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised them a vote on the ACA in December, because that's when people get down to serious work. December. You work about 6 days, and half of that is spent doing a mandatory office door decorating contest. Welcome to accounting, or should I say, the Polar Express. Now you got hot chocolate. No surprise, the vast majority of Democrats do not want this. None of those 8 Senate Democrats are up for re-election next year, and 2 have announced they are retiring from the Senate. What a disappointing way to end your career. Reminds me of when Journey released their last single, We Stopped Believing. Did they? I don't know.
So lame. Just lame. I mean, there's just no other way around it. Not funny. Not funny. But if you were an honest person, you would turn around and you'd say, hey, these people that are opening the government are feeding the kids. After all that screaming about kids not getting fed. But these are not honest people. We are not dealing with honest people here. And that is very, very obvious. By the way, John Fetterman, and when we come back, I'll play this for you. The criticism he gets, what do you think? Is it worse from the left or is it worse from the right? If you had a guess, what would you guess? Huh? Let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. American-made roofing products. American-made products. That's the beautiful thing about Emmons. And I'm so grateful that they're going to do such great work for me in my home. I am really happy that they're going to be remodeling the kids' bathroom because I trust them every step of the way. I trust them, and I know they'll do a fantastic job for me. And how do I know? Because we used them in our old house, and they did a great job there. So they've got a track record, baby. It's all about the track record. And as you know, this is the best time of year to think about your exterior home projects before winter hits. Because my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding have you covered with lifetime warranted roofing and siding, plus Provia or Anderson windows and doors, all at the best prices of the year, residential and even commercial roofing. Now is the time. Commercial too. Think about if you're a business owner out there. Here's what makes Emmons different. They're a platinum Owens Corning contractor, which means Owens Corning actually warranties the workmanship for life on every roof they install. Not just the materials, the workmanship. That's how good they are. Owens Corning even inspects a percentage of jobs every year to make sure that they're done right. And everything they install is made right here in the United States of America. No overseas delays, no tariff markups, just made in the USA products. Owens Corning shingles are made in Kearney, New Jersey. CertainTeed siding is made right outside of Philly. And Provia doors and windows are handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio. All custom made for each and every home. And if you're thinking inside the house, don't forget Emmons Remodeling. That's what they do. They do great work. They did it in my old house, and they're going to do it in my new house, too. Free estimates, computer design. They'll guide you through every step of the process so that you will know the different choices and everything from tile to hardware to even the kind of toilet that you use. The tubs, freestanding or not freestanding. I mean, all that stuff. They'll help you with it all. So you're going to get a great local family-owned company that's in our area that uses American-made products and guarantees that roof for life. So call them now. This winter is, I mean, basically it's like a reminder. It's here. It's so cold out. You need them. Reach out to them today. Just go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
All righty. So we are watching there. Justin, what'd you say the latest is now? There's a procedural thing going on in the House.
Yeah, they had just sworn in that new representative from Arizona, Gravalla, about like 20 minutes ago. And now they're just doing some procedural stuff, basically making sure that like all the House things say that the new number of House of Representatives is 433. Then after that, they should start getting into the voting on the shutdown bill.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, good. And then we'll see how long that process takes. And we'll see where we go from there. So, okay. Good. Very good. Very, very good. Good stuff. Hooters is going to be making some changes. Matt, did you grab the video of the Hooters girls?
I did. It's cut 30 if Justin wants to throw it on the screen. There's no audio, so we can talk over it. But the video is a few years old. This is basically some of the waitresses taking to social media, TikTok specifically, to complain about how skimpy their uniforms are.
And Hooters is now rebranding by going back to the original Hooters look. They're going from skimpy shorts to skimpy shorts. I've read this article. I really don't quite understand it exactly. So they're getting away from what this woman's wearing, which they called wedgie shorts, which looks like a onesie, and they're going back to the old school orange Hooters shorts from the original back in the day that the girls wore at Hooters. And they're saying that that's going to be more family friendly. But, no, really, that's what they're saying in the article.
It's I mean, it is more family friendly than this most recent, I guess, version of the outfit. As you'll see in the video, it leaves nothing to the imagination. In fact, the owner, I guess, he's now running the show, Neil Kiefer, he said that I don't think you're going to see a bunch of butt cheeks hanging out moving forward. So the bikini style short is out, and the orange jogging short is back in, which, I mean, is that family friendly? I don't know. I guess that's up for you to decide. There's certainly not a lot of material even in the old one, in my humble opinion.
I just don't think of Hooters as a family restaurant, nor do I want to think of it as a family restaurant. I haven't gone to a Hooters in years, but I'm saying if I were to go with my buddies, I don't really want to see kids there. You know what I mean? I want to go because I'm not going to see kids there. That's part of the reason you go to Vegas, for example. You don't go to Disney. There's reasons for adults to go to certain places, and sometimes it's not just because you're looking at beautiful women in tight, short, orange gym shorts who are well endowed by their creator serving you delicious chicken wings. You also go because you don't have to worry about like screaming kids and everything else. That's why, like, sometimes you go to sports bars because you don't expect to see a lot of young kids there. Older kids, yeah, maybe, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that there is really any strategy they could adopt that would make most Americans view Hooters as family friendly. That's not their angle.
No. And I'm worried here. We're playing a little Cracker Barrel. We're playing a little with fire here. You know, if you start to say that we're going to make Hooters into a family, why not make it like Chuck E. Cheese? You know what I mean? At that point, what the hell?
Yeah. I don't see a pathway. I don't see a pathway for it becoming like TGI Fridays or an Applebee's. Like, it just isn't that.
Well, TGI Fridays, are they even still around? I think they're gone, right?
Oh, are they?
I know the one in Marlton's gone. There was a Fridays by the AMC that closed. I think the one by the AMC Theater in Cherry Hill closed. I don't know if there's any left at this point of TGI Fridays.
They're mostly just online or like in store now. Like you can get their appetizers at Walmart, but I haven't seen TGIF in forever.
It looks like they went from 270 locations across the country. Now they're down to 85. So certainly, and they also filed for bankruptcy recently.
See, when I was a kid, TGI Fridays, the Ground Round, these were staples of where you'd go. I would never have imagined that places like that could go out of business with beer and I wouldn't have imagined it. You know what I mean? But who knew?
Wendy's is supposedly closing a bunch of locations nationwide as well.
But Hooters is not doing well financially. Is that what's leading to this change where they're saying we're going to go from scantily clad to less scantily clad but still in tight, short, orange shorts? Like, that's the thing about this is that they're still going to be in tight orange shorts and the girls are still going to be wearing, you know, the Hooters shirts. So I'm just wondering, like, are they losing money? Is that what this is about?
That is correct. I know they've also reduced the number of locations they have nationwide, and they are struggling financially, and I don't think this is their best method of getting back on track.
Hooters should just merge with Cracker Barrel and call it a day. Call it Hooter Barrel and have that old dude in the rocking chair, like with his eyes bulging as he sees a beautiful woman in orange shorts walk by and just That's what you got to do right there. Combine two American icon restaurants into one. Cracker Hooters.
Check it out. Hooters does have good wings. I think I've been there once my entire life, but I do remember they had good wings.
Do you know where the original Hooters was?
Florida?
Clearwater, Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Home to the Phillies for spring training. I wonder if that's still there. Now I got to look it up. Clearwater, Florida, is it still there, though? That's the question. Clearwater Original Hooters, which I think, if I'm not, I believe that someone once told me that the Original Hooters is still owned by, like, the people that own, I don't know if it's still part of the same, but that was the one. It might be different from the Hooters, but who knows, but anyway, originalhooters.com is the Original Hooters, but then it links to Hooters. No, I'm trying to figure this out. If the Original Hooters in Clearwater, Florida is part of the chain, you know what I mean? Or if it's different. I don't know the answer to that. So, our menu, the saga. Delightfully tacky yet unrefined. So the guy who started Hooters, you're saying, is now in charge again.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So it was a private equity investors who were running Hooters of America, but they filed bankruptcy, I guess, back in March and closed 50 stores. So now the original guy who opened the original Hooters, his name is Neil Kiefer. He is now running the show again. So I guess he would, by default, be in charge of that original Hooters.
So that would be the guy that started the Hooters in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I guess when we go back to spring training this year and we go to that Hooters, if we're going to see whether or not it's going to be that Hooters again, that's going to be the question that I have. So, I don't know. You remember the time that girl sued because she was too, she didn't look good in the uniform?
I think that's happened several times. I think men have also sued because they weren't allowed to be waiters at Hooters.
And the way that Hooters gets around it is they say that the people that work there are basically cast members, that the whole thing's kind of a show. And they're just cast members who also happen to serve your food and your drinks. Kind of how they get around that, I think, is what they do. But I'm going to apply for a job there. Let's see. Because they do have a thing, careers. Let's see what careers comes up. And you could be a Hooters girl. Girls. Hooters girls. You know you've got to work somewhere, so why not work at Hooters? Great pay, work with friends, have a flexible schedule, and receive opportunities to give back in your community. Model and travel. Think you have what it takes? We'd love to meet you in person. Stop by and see us. Click on locations. Find the Hooters location nearest you. Best times are before lunch or between lunch and dinner, Monday through Friday. Just so you know, ages for hourly employment and Hooters girls depend on local service laws. If in doubt, call your local Hooters manager to find out what the law is in your town. P.S. No fat chicks. No, it doesn't really say that, but that was what that one girl had sued about. So... And then she lost that case. Well, good luck to them. I mean, I hope I never want to see a major famous restaurant chain close. I just don't buy the idea that it's family friendly. Atlantic City tried this many years ago. And I know that Atlantic City now has an indoor water park and they also have an indoor arcade. But I think the key is you got to be just a place where adults can go and not have to worry about children, because part of the allure of going to places, if you're an adult without kids, is not having to see them if they're not your own children. You know what I mean? You guys may not understand this because you don't have kids yet, but when you have kids, you love your kids so much and they're your world. And then you pay other people to come watch them for you so you can get away. And the last thing you want to see is somebody else's kids because you hate those kids. And that's the truth. And if you're out with your buddies and you're golfing and you're like, let's go to a Hooters, and you pull up to a table and there's a table of six and there's four kids and they're throwing things and they're all, you know, snotty and everything like this, you don't want to go there. know what I'm saying? You don't want to go there. You go to, you might, you should have gone to Applebee's and saw Dawn and her boys there at the table, because that's where Dawn goes with her still to this day. So
Applebee's is good.
I'm just making the point. Eating good in the neighborhood. Eating good in the neighborhood right there. So best of luck to Hooters, and I don't know if the tariffs are impacting them at all, but I would imagine their wings are come from America, right? And McDonald's now is bringing back the McRib nationwide. That's fantastic. Governor Ed Rendell will be very happy. That's his favorite sandwich, the McRib. Now, is the McRib here to stay permanently, or is this just a temporary thing again?
Temporary. It's always temporary, which is fine. I think the McRib is a delicious sandwich if you get it once a year, but you'd have to be a real degenerate if you were ordering that like once every other week or something. So I think they've got the McRib down to a perfect science. Release it every once in a while. People will go wild. Nobody's getting that thing every day.
Yeah. I wonder if President Trump likes the McRib. I don't think so. I've never heard him talk about the McRib. Have you?
No.
Now that I think about it, yeah, I don't think he does. And Coca-Cola and Matt DeSantis' favorite drink, his favorite adult beverage, Coca-Cola, will be unveiling its first limited edition holiday soda in 5 years. Does that make you happy? You excited about that?
I cannot wait. I'll be guzzling that stuff from Thanksgiving through New Year's.
Justin, how disgusting does this sound? Holiday creamy vanilla.
Delicious.
Oh, you would find it delicious. God. Why? What do we?
It sounds good.
Yeah. What do we need this for? It's just, there's no purpose for it.
There's no purpose for that.
I need it.
None whatsoever.
I have to have it.
Holiday creamy vanilla. Ugh, that's gross. It just sounds disgusting is what it does. It sounds disgusting, as Reagan would say. But Matt DeSantis will buy it up. He'll drink it up. He'll go to Hooters and order it, but he won't be there to look at the girls just to get the creamy vanilla and then swing by for a McRib on a brioche on the way home. There's your night. There's your whole weekend activity for you, DeSantis. I just plotted it out.
I know you're mocking me, but that actually sounds enjoyable.
I know it does. I know you well. That's my whole point. Speaking of,
what's wrong with this Coke? Creamy vanilla plus Coke. That sounds like a delicious combination.
Oh, it sounds gross.
And really, you know, it's going to be good because it's the first time they've released a limited edition holiday soda in 5 years. So they've probably been working on this thing nonstop. I bet it's going to be amazing.
It's just vanilla Coke. It's vanilla
creamy.
Coke with a different name. And you're the sucker that's going to go and buy it.
Thank you, Justin.
I'll pay twice as much for it.
Oh my God. You are a marketer's wet dream.
All you really do is
just buy in. I need to consume.
It says right here, smooth, creamy, vanilla flavor. Delicious.
What's the difference between that and regular vanilla Coke that you can
buy? I don't think the regular vanilla is smooth and creamy. I think it's just vanilla.
How do you know that?
I don't remember Coca-Cola telling me it was smooth and creamy. Yeah.
I'm just making a point. That is that just like Hooters is really not doing much other than putting women back into the skimpy orange shorts, this Coke is not doing much besides calling it creamy vanilla versus just vanilla Coke. Let's be honest. All right.
The can looks cool, too.
Justin's right. You are a marketing dream and a sucker, just like anybody who goes to Hooters and thinks it's going to be a family restaurant. Dad, why do you keep bringing us to Hooters? It's a family-friendly restaurant. That's why, son. Plus, your mom's at book club. All right, quick break. We got to come back, and we got a lot to get to tonight before the show ends. We got 2 hours to go. We're just getting warmed up. But let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venaria at Venaria Dental and why he is my dentist for 12 years in a row. Other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike for the complex stuff. So let's say you need complex dental surgery. Let's say you need an implant. Let's say you need the really complicated stuff. You don't go to just any dentist. You don't go to some chain dental office, and you certainly don't go to the closest. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Now, these other dentists are putting their name on the line, their reputation on the line, when they send their patients to Dr. Mike Venaria. So think about what that means. That means that they know he's that good and his work is going to reflect positively on them. That's why you should make your appointment to see Dr. Mike. If you've already had an estimate for a dental implant, get a second opinion. It's absolutely worth doing, no doubt about that. You'll be glad you did. You really will. You'll be glad you did because Dr. Mike cares about compassion and taking care of people. And these chain dental offices that are out there, they're obsessed with cost. That's their thing. That's not Dr. Mike's thing. So VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He gave my wife a beautiful smile upgrade last year when her veneers needed to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. And yes, Patrick, Claire, and Reagan all go see Dr. Mike, and of course, he's my dentist as well. He even created for me, got a snore guard for me. And I have been having such better improved sleep ever since I got it. It's a dental implant that helps with your snoring at night and opens up your airways, and it's wonderful. I love it. I can't sleep without it. In fact, if I travel somewhere and I forget to bring it, I'm kicking myself because I don't get a good night's sleep. That's how good that is. So Dr. Mike will take care of pretty much every need you have when it comes to your smile, and you deserve a great smile. You might have year-end benefits that are expiring. Check. Call Dr. Mike's office. They can look it up for you. See, you don't want to leave those benefits on the table. You've been paying for that. So don't let them expire. Dr. Mike's office can help figure that out for you and then work you in before the end of the year so you can get the work done, even though we're getting pretty late in the year. So don't wait. 856-786-2020, VanariaDental.com, two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. They're both right over the bridge. Convenient, easy to get to with great people who work there, great music playing, and a staff dedicated to your health. Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're just about an hour away from debate ending on the government shutdown bill to end it, to reopen the government. But I'm sure that debate will probably go on longer. But maybe not. We'll see. Either way, it will pass the House. No Democrats will vote for it. I mean, maybe one. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. They don't need their votes. So they'll get to keep this ruse going that this is really a principled stand, even though this was entirely about just scaring people on Election Day, and it worked. Then it'll go to the Senate, where they have the votes. Bernie will yell. Bernie will scream. Bernie's a true believer. Bernie got played again. Bernie always gets played. And then it'll pass, and then the president will sign it, and then the government will reopen. And then we'll be right back at this again in the new year. But the difference, though, is that next year there's midterms, and the Democrats don't want to play with fire. That's the other reality here. They don't want to play with fire. So I don't expect them to do this again. This was entirely all about Election Day. We got rolled here. We'll learn from it. There wasn't much we could do. That was the problem. There really wasn't. There wasn't much we could do. You know, and we lost the messaging battle on this, because the messaging battle should have been, hey, it's the Democrats who are keeping the government shut down because they don't care about you. But we tried that and it didn't work. The Democrats were far more effective, it seems, at using the shutdown and blaming it on Trump, and then saying that he wanted to see kids starve. Maybe your kids starve, not you listening, but, you know, maybe your kids starve. And that message worked. Oh, combined with a variety of other factors, too. Like I said, when you lose by 14 points in what everybody, even the Democrats, thought was going to be a close election, it's a lot of things happening. It's a lot of factors. It's not just one thing. And anybody who tells you it's one thing is foolish. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Two locations to serve you. Check those year-end benefits. Make sure they don't expire. You don't want to leave those on the table. Let Dr. Mike give you the beautiful smile you deserve. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. We will find the latest on the vote. Plus, at the MAHA convention, J.D. Vance with some real truth bombs about the work that Bobby Kennedy is doing and how we're getting away from the group think that has led us astray. You're going to want to hear this. And Scott Bessent calling out Mikey Sherrill for the liar that she is. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.